It's 8:41, Tuesday morning with the Musers. Big breaking news this morning. The Cowboys have fired defensive coordinator Matt Eberflus. And joining us now on the Ticket Hotline to talk about this and other Cowboys items is the second in command. We say good morning to Stephen Jones. How are you?
I got to fire someone today.
Don't celebrate that.
I got to feel real powerful.
Yeah?
This is the first time I've had a natural erection in about 7 years.
Oh, no.
I usually have to use them little blue pills to get in front of my pants needing to throw pillar.
Oh, gosh.
But, well, yeah, I got to fire Mr. One and Done, Matt Eager Goose.
You did it.
I felt so powerful. I feel like I could fly into a South American country and take a president in the middle of the night. I'm God.
No, you ought to feel bad. That's a sad day.
No, it's a good day for me.
Yeah.
This morning. Hey, listen, I want to say something. Okay. I'm going to say something now. I want you to listen now.
Okay.
I made the decision. I made it.
Okay.
You did.
I want you and the Cowboy fans to know that the buck stops here. I made the decision to follow Daddy's orders and get on the walkie-talkie and fire it.
You got on the walkie-talkie to fire it?
I did. So I'm the guy you can blame if you're mad, but I don't think nobody's mad.
Well, I mean, people feel bad. They don't want to see somebody lose their job.
Hey, look, Matt Eberflus, he failed at head coach for the Bears.
Yeah.
And he failed here as defensive coordinator. So he may be a good guy everybody likes, but that being liked don't make you win games.
That's true.
Being not liked also don't win you games. Look at Chan Gailey.
I remember Chan.
By the way, T-minus 281 days, 14 hours, and 3 minutes.
From what?
Until I hit the doomsday device I had planted in Daddy's scalp last time he went in for plastic surgery.
Oh,
and then you'll finally take over?
That's right. I finally take over. I finally execute my coup d'etat. 281 days, 14 hours, 3 minutes from now. It don't happen. Hey, I've been planning this since I was 14 years old.
14?
14 years old. Wow. Since Daddy punished me too hard when he caught me dressed in Charlotte's underwear in my treehouse dancing around the synthesized music.
That was the moment.
It sure was. That was the moment I decided I was going to take over the Cowboys after firing Matt Eberflus.
Okay, well, I think most Cowboy fans are now asking, okay, who's going to be next? Who are you going to hire next?
I'm glad you asked that, Craig.
That was George.
George, I'm glad you asked that because today I'm announcing our new defensive coordinator.
Whoa, okay.
And I'm going to do it right here on your show.
Okay.
Right now, at this point, without further ado, and without any introduction, that new defensive coordinator for the Cowboys is none other than one Stephen Erasmus Dahmer Jones.
You
only competent son of Gerald Wayne Jones Senior III. I am gonna be the new defense coordinator.
Well, I don't know if that's a good idea.
You've never coached.
I am. I don't care. I've never coached. I'm well qualified. I started for special teams in the 87 Orange Bowl.
At Arkansas?
I sure did. For Arkansas. That's right. We went to that Orange Bowl. You look it up.
Yeah, okay. We did.
I was on the special teams.
Well, okay.
The special teams practice squad.
I don't know if that qualifies you to coach an NFL defense.
Hey, listen. Listen. You listening to me now?
Yes.
Listen to me. I like telling people listen to me. Hey, listen. What do Lee Majors and Matt Eberflus have in common? They both played Fall Guys. You know why we fired him, right? To distract from the job Daddy and I did. We didn't give him sugar to work with.
That's true.
Yeah, that is true.
I almost said it. Hey, Daddy's invested less in defense than he's invested in defense attorneys over the past few years.
Well, that's the truth.
Y'all remember that? Y'all remember that gal Daddy tried to make a mouth mama in the Tom Landry suite a few years back?
Yeah, we heard about that, yeah.
Yeah, Daddy's always trying to disrespect Tom Landry any way he can all these years later. He's making some old gal a mouth mama in there. Hey!
Oh, Steven?
That's it. That's how he says goodbye.
Well, he was wound up this morning because he got to fire someone.
I guess he was excited. He got to do the whole thing.